Virginia's governor race right around the corner. We have some new polls and some news. It's now 6 o'clock, and guess what? WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The man accused of killing three people and injuring two others in Harford County yesterday is now in jail in Delaware. But the motive for the shootings remains unclear. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy wouldn't say whether 37-year-old Rady Prince told police anything.
We're not going to talk about that right now. We know we have a suspect in custody, but we're not going to talk about any statements at this time.
Police say Prince shot five co-workers in Edgewood, killing three of them, then drove to Wilmington and shot another man that he knew at an auto sales and service business. Two people were killed in an overnight crash in Potomac. The accident has closed Democracy Boulevard between Newbridge Drive and Gainesboro Road west of Seven Locks. The names of the victims have not yet been released. A hit-and-run driver crashed his car into a Montgomery County police cruiser last night in Silver Spring, injuring an officer. It happened around 10:30 at New Hampshire Avenue and Piney Branch Road. The officer's condition is not known, and police have not released a description of the suspect's car. Bids are due today for what may be the most transformative economic development project offered in decades.
If you're wondering why we've been talking about Amazon for so long, it's because everyone agrees the 50,000 high-paying jobs along with local investment that their HQ2 offers would be transformational. What's not agreed upon, of course, is where that'll go. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is confident in his county's bid.
We check off all the boxes that Amazon is looking for.
Of course, you'll hear the same thing from Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker.
We've got some really great sites that will fit it perfectly.
And officials in the district, Arlington, Fairfax, and Loudoun counties too, along with the dozens of other cities across the country putting in bids. Amazon says a decision will come sometime next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A woman answering a job opening ad on Craigslist wound up being sexually assaulted. But police say they know who they're looking for.
Detectives say 44-year-old Imtiaz Raouf is a registered sex offender, convicted back in 2011 with solicitation of a minor. He recently posted an ad on Craigslist saying he was looking for an administrative assistant. Fairfax County Police say when the victim arrived at an address on Sunrise Valley Drive in Reston for what she thought was going to be a job interview, she was sexually assaulted. Police believe there could be more victims and want to hear from them. Raouf is currently charged with sexual battery, but more charges could be coming. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Both major party candidates in Virginia's gubernatorial race are calling in the big guns to try to win what's expected to be a close contest.
Tonight, President Barack Obama will campaign with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam. The Democrat was joined by Vice President Joe Biden last Saturday, while Republican candidate Ed Gillespie was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Political science professor Quentin Kidd says the presence of these people on the campaign trail shows
this is a base election. It's all about turnout.
So the candidates are bringing in people who will be attractive to base voters.
Barack Obama, in particular, is designed to encourage African American turnout.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And today's the Great Southeast Shakeout Earthquake Drill. Chaz Eby is with Maryland Emergency Management Agency.
We're asking that it occur at 10/19 on 10/19, just as an easy reminder. But again, this is a self-started and self-led drill. It's very quick. And again, just to know the basics so that if an earthquake does occur, you know what to do.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,158. The Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports, the Wizards open their NBA season with a win over Philadelphia. Baseball, the Cubs stay alive in the NLCS with a Game 4 win over the Dodgers. The Yankees take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS with a win over Houston. Hockey, the Caps are idle till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Now, Bethesda starting to see some movement here coming off the Beltway on 355 southbound. The crash right as you come off the Beltway, that first light at Pook's Hill Road. Looks like the police cars have moved out of the right lanes. We have lanes reopened. Just be cautious heading through there. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Boy, we're struggling in two areas. Let's start inside the Beltway. Both northbound accidents. Northbound BW Parkway should come up to 410. Southbound slows to get by as well. And then beyond, let's get into Laurel. Northbound, north of 198, but before Route 32 for our second crash. Again, both northbound side of the BW Parkway. Now, George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, we're off to a quiet start. That looks good. And a reminder, you may have heard Bill mention this in the news. We've had a serious overnight crash and still closed for our commuters. Montgomery County and Potomac area. Democracy Boulevard shut down each direction west of 7 Locks Road. 7 Locks Road is open, as is Falls Road, and north of that activity could also use Bells Mill Road. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Dumfries, 41 in Hyattsville, 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. A would-be armed robber is chased, captured, and held by some Popeyes employees in Wisconsin. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Thursday morning. Joining us on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05 is Byron York, and at 7:15, Bob Poduchik. He is the RNC co-chair. We'll talk to him about the Virginia governor race. At 8:05, Susan Ferriccio, and 8:15, Jeff Dove. He's running for Jerry Connolly's seat. We'll talk to him also, get his take on the upcoming election for governor. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Vince Colonnese, and a very good morning to you, Vince.
Well, very good morning to you. Russia. Let's talk about this. I mentioned, you know, before we hit the break there, that there's this story, and I got the craziest push alert yesterday from CNN. I have to say, CNN push alert hits my phone. Here's the headline: Russian trolls paid unsuspecting trainers to run self-defense classes for black people in an apparent attempt to stoke fear in U.S. I was like, wow, this is the craziest push alert I've ever received.
Do you need to reduce your budget?
No, not right now, but I think the thing that I'm thinking about is why black people are being paid by Russian trolls to attend self-defense classes.
Well, now, were they being paid, or were these just ads urging them to you know, targeting African-Americans to go to gyms?
So they were paying trainers. Apparently, there's at least two trainers quoted by CNN here who were paid in. And basically what had happened was, there's a guy in Brooklyn, he's a trainer by the name of Omowale Adewale. He's a martial arts instructor, and he was paid starting in January of 2017. This effort reached out to him, a group calling itself Black Fist, Black Fist, supposedly connected to Black Lives Matter. And he ran more than a dozen events for them between January and May, where he would do, like, personal training for black people in order to just, you know, self-defense classes. And he would speak to a man by the name of Taylor over the phone multiple times. And the man asked him to collect the names and contact details of everybody who would attend the events. And the man, Taylor, also wanted photos and videos from the events. So apparently what's ended up happening was they figured it out that all the phone number, the IP addresses, everything associated with all this is somehow connected back to Russia. So, like, while you're looking for Russia conspiracies, here's another one. Apparently, the Russians are paying black people to train and then also taking pictures of them and then disseminating them or something. The concept being sowing racial discord in the United States.
There's so many questions here. First of all, I wonder how this man feels about being used as a pawn. Number one, that can't make him feel too good to know he was used as a pawn. And maybe in the future, he'll think before he's contacted by a group that alleges, first of all, called Black Fist, that is going to teach self-defense. The name and the mission somehow just don't go along. You know, they don't seem to be in concert with each other. And this whole Black Lives Matter movement, I don't know. I think that they're probably a little upset about being used by the Russians as well. I would think that wait a minute. If we're going to sow discontent, we're going to do it on our own. We don't need your help. This whole thing. So now are we going to regulate martial arts classes?
Yes.
Is that what we're going to do now?
It's black ninjas we have to be on the lookout for, according to the Russian government. Anyway, so that's both an amusing and maybe a troublesome story, depending on your perspective.
And weird.
Yeah, totally weird. Let's move on to some of the other big Russia news, though. Yesterday, you had Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifying on Capitol Hill, and he gets into a back and forth with Senator Al Franken about Russia. Listen to this.
First it was, I did not have communications with Russians, which was not true. Then it was, I never met with any Russians to discuss any political campaign, which may or may not be true. Now it's, I did not discuss interference in the campaign, which further narrows your initial blanket denial about meeting with the Russians. Since you have qualified your denial to not, quote, discuss issues of the campaign with Russians, what in your view constitutes issues of the campaign?
Well, let me just say this without hesitation, that I conducted no improper discussions with Russians at any time regarding a campaign or any other item facing this country.
Okay, how do you
I want to say that first. And that's been the suggestion that you've raised and others, that it was somehow we had conversations that were improper. You had a long time, Senator Franken. I'd like to respond.
Okay.
I think I have a...
We'll note that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so I don't want... they're going to cut me off, and so I want to ask you some questions.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have to sit in here and listen to his...
You're the one who
charges without having a chance to respond. Give me a break.
Give me a break. That's about as chippy as Jeff Sessions ever gets, by the way. That's his most intense mode.
He seems like such a nice, happy guy. It's like getting your grandfather mad at you. It's hard to do. Like, your grandfather forgives everything and smiles through everything. He got Jeff Sessions angry, which I find interesting. And am I the only one who, when I hear Al Franken do this, I just can't get past Stuart Smalley on Saturday Night Live? When I'm like, Stuart Smalley is questioning Jeff Sessions, and he's not being nice.
Al Franken does have a tremendous capacity to be annoying.
What?
I think so, Jeff Sessions, no matter what he's saying, I feel like Jeff Sessions would have had to respond that way.
Yeah, and he's the question is disingenuous, because when Jeff Sessions said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Vince, but when Jeff Sessions said he never met with the Russians and then went back and said, oh, wait, I did meet them, wasn't it at a party,
yeah,
a cocktail party, in a receiving line? That's not exactly a meeting with somebody. That would be like me saying that we had a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, right? That would be like us declaring that we had a meeting with the president
on
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jeff Sessions saw a Russian in his Who to Follow feature on Twitter. Yeah, no, you're right.
It was just disingenuous at best, and I understand why Jeff Sessions got angry, because rightfully so.
Meanwhile, other big news on Russia. You remember the Trump dossier that alleges that the president of the United States did all sorts of naughty things in Russia. The two co-founders of Fusion GPS, the opposition research term that came up with that Trump dossier, they invoked the Fifth Amendment during a House Intel Committee hearing on Wednesday so that they wouldn't testify. Peter Frisch and Thomas Kattan, the two Fusion GPS partners, pled the fifth to every question asked of them, apparently, according to a Daily Caller source. So there's that, the Fusion GPS refusing to answer questions about all of this.
So now will they get to collect a government pension like Lois Lerner?
Oh, yeah.
Is that part of, you've plead the fifth, collect a government pension? Is that how that works?
I don't think they're government employees, but that would be an amazing...
Yeah, just curious.
An amazing
yeah.
twist.
I didn't know if that was part of the whole pleading the fifth thing. Is there any way to force them to testify or not?
To compel them?
To compel them to testify.
Well, they were there, but they were pleading the fifth. I think that's about as far as you can go, I think. By the way, Byron York is going to be able to join us at 7:05 this morning to bring some clarity to that so we can ask him that question and many more.
It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, we need to settle down. A lot going on here. Let's go Beltway, topside from 95. Pretty normal here, slowing as you head through Silver Spring, but on the inner loop stretch, crash just reported right near New Hampshire Avenue, so crews on the way to check it out. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, two separate accidents, both northbound. As you're leaving D.C. and heading up towards the Beltway, the crash northbound B-Dub before you get to 410, that's now been moved to the shoulder. So you have both of the lanes reopened, but still a lot to check out. Lots of flashing lights, slows in each direction. And then in the Laurel area, northbound B-W Parkway, if you're trying to catch a flight, you might want to think about 95. It's slow almost back to 197 toward Route 32. The crash on the northbound side, southbound rubbernecking. And then let's go Maryland, southbound 95. I told you we're busy here, Maryland. Into Elkridge, southbound 95 before Route 100. Virginia, 95. We're looking okay. Normal delays. Stafford to Quia, Dale City into Woodbridge. 395 is off to a good run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 74. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. And then tomorrow, lots of sun with a high of 76. Currently in our nation's capital, a chilly 49 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
Critics are calling Only the Brave a stunning tribute to true American heroes.
Cars making a run toward our hometown.
A masterpiece. Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges, and Jennifer Connelly.
We are in front of the flaming front!
Only the Brave, directed by Joseph Kaczynski. Rated PG-13. Tomorrow.
All right, there's a governor's race coming up in Virginia. Let's discuss that. New poll out. This is interesting. There's a new poll out from Monmouth University that was released on Tuesday. And this poll revealed that Ed Gillespie is now ahead of Ralph Northam.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, 48. Now, here's the thing. 48% would vote for Ed Gillespie. 47% would vote for Ralph Northam. So one percentage point. The margin of error for this poll is 5.5 percentage points. So they're very close. If nothing else, they are very, very close. A survey released earlier in October, though, had Gillespie 5 points behind Ralph Northam. So this is a big catch up to make up 6 points in a poll by the same polling group by Monmouth University. To make up 6 points is good news here for if you're Ed Gillespie.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, Ed Gillespie running all these like MS-13 ads in Virginia, which we keep seeing. That's basically the primary way that, you know, we're consuming what's going on with Ed Gillespie these days is seeing ads targeting MS-13, saying Ralph Northam won't be tough enough to keep Virginia from becoming a sanctuary state, things like that. Apparently, it's working.
Yeah.
If the polling is true here, if they've taken what appears to be... 5 or 6 point, 7 point swing in a positive direction for Ed Gillespie, you know, going out of his way to comment on MS-13 and the threats it's posing to our communities has been a winning issue for him, apparently, if the Monmouth polling is correct here. So that's an interesting addition to this story.
Yeah, the poll also shows that Virginians have a more favorable opinion of Gillespie over Northam, and that coincides with polling that suggests that Virginia citizens believe that Gillespie understands the day-to-day concerns of the average Virginian more than Ralph Northam. 41% of Virginians polled believe that Gillespie would do a good job handling jobs and the economy economy, only 29% feel that way about Ralph Northam. That's huge. That's a big gap, 41% to 29%. And also 41% of Virginians believe that Gillespie could handle crime, speaking to your point, Vince, while only 24% believe that Northam can deal with crime. So that ad that has been running, and you see it everywhere, yeah. I think is probably part of this. I don't know, but I would think that that has something to
definitely
do with it.
And by the way, like, have you seen how dishonest some of the coverage has been of the ad? The ad is prominent. The advertising has been prominent because of the words that appear on screen. Quote, kill, rape, control. It's MS-13's motto. Wow. And yet it's constantly being framed up as like, oh, he's anti-immigrant. Oh, Ed Gillespie now is all of a sudden anti-immigrant. No, I think he's anti-MS-13. What side of the debate are you on that question? I can't believe he would run an ad like that. What, being against MS-13? There's a couple things that we're all allowed to be against. Hitler and MS-13 are among them. Okay? So, meanwhile, he gets attacked for this. But apparently it's working. If the Monmouth polling is to be believed, Ed Gillespie's campaign should be very happy today.
Yeah, now let's move on to a little bit of a controversy. So, Ralph Northam has printed over a million flyers. There are all the flyers that have been printed,
flyers.
Of course. Everybody loves flyers because you get them in your car, in your door, you know, the whole bit.
And so they rot in the gutter? Is there like the rain is pouring over them? Yeah.
And some of the flyers exclude a picture of Justin Fairfax. Now, the reason that Justin Fairfax's picture is not on some of the flyers is because the Liuna, L-I-U-N-A, Mid-Atlantic Region Organizing Coalition, General Council, says that the reason that this is done is because the Democratic-Friendly Laborers International Union of North America, L-I-U-N-A, are not endorsing Fairfax, so they don't want his picture on the flyers that are going to be used in Northern Virginia. So the General Counsel of Liuna requested that his picture not go on there because he didn't complete their questionnaire, and they feel that he's not supporting them on the issues, so they're not going to endorse him, so his picture can't be on the flyer. So, but here's the thing. Justin Fairfax is black, and so his picture's not on the flyer. Some people are like, wait a minute, you took the black guy off the flyer? How does this work?
This is a double whammy. So you're saying what? That Ralph Northam is under the control of his donors, and he's removing the black guy from the flyer. That's like the worst possible thing you can do in Democratic politics.
They're saying out of the 3 million pieces of literature that were printed for the campaign, this amount where he is not on is less than 0.5% of the literature printed. But those are going only to Northern Virginia. The rest will go throughout Virginia with him on it.
We'll ask RNC co-chair Bob Poduchik about this at 7:15. I'll break down their role in the Virginia race.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Nobody wants to spend a Saturday traipsing from store to store looking for flooring, right? And then you remember, oh, but I like the flooring, but I like this store doesn't have bamboo or whatever it happens to be. You know what? You can do it from the comfort of your home. You don't have to leave. You can sit there with a cup of coffee and look at all the flooring right in your home if you go to 50floor.com and make an appointment for one of their flooring experts to come to your home on your own time. Sit there, cup of coffee, a couple cookies. They bring all of the samples with them. And you can look at it in your own home with the lighting in your home, with your furniture, your cabinets. You don't have to guess and try to remember what you saw over here or over here. It's all right in front of you. So they make it super easy, super convenient, hassle-free. They also take that into installation. They come, they move all of the furniture for you, so you don't have any heavy lifting to do. Super easy. And during the month of October, that installation is free. So whether you're looking for a carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl, just contact 50 Floor. Don't spend your time running around. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use promo code WMAL, you get an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go up to 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know the Chevy Bolt EV is full of technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, check out Chevy today. The all-electric 2017 Chevy Bolt EV. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Elizabeth Guzman came to the United States from Peru, hoping to build a better life for her oldest daughter, Pamela. Working three jobs to support her young family, Elizabeth eventually put herself through college and went on to earn two master's degrees. She believed that if she worked hard and played by the rules, the American dream would come true for her and her children. Through her career in public service, she's helped other families achieve success. Now, Elizabeth Guzman wants to bring her experience and work ethic to Richmond as our delegate. With accountability and transparency, Elizabeth will work to expand healthcare to more Virginia families. She trusts Virginia women to make their own healthcare decisions, and Elizabeth will fight for better public schools, higher teacher pay, fewer tests, and lower class sizes so all Virginia children can learn. Elizabeth Guzman will always put our families first.
I am Elizabeth Guzman, candidate for delegate, and my campaign paid for this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Elizabeth Guzman for delegate.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a bit busy too. We'll begin on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Both accidents on the BW Parkway northbound direction and both to the shoulder, but watch for delays coming out of DC northbound on 295 as you come up to the interchange at the exit for 410. Again, that activity to the right shoulder, but slows each direction. And then big delay still through Laurel going northbound after 198, but before Route 32, the scene of the crash there. 270, it's been about the volume, Urbana-Hyattstown, and now as you push in toward Gaithersburg, just starting to fill in with those stop-and-go delays. 66 has been uneventful, and we like that for sure, but the heavy delays is expected this time of the morning. Manassas towards Centerville, briefly in the Fair Oaks area. 395, once you get through Landmark. Next up, those bit of volume across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Northbound 5 commuters are heading up into Clinton. The crash before Surratt's Road moved out of travel lanes. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is. And that's a good thing. Few clouds of clear skies. We move through this morning and this afternoon. 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 627 on WMAL. Blake Lively on Monday poses. She's a new movie coming out called All I See Is You. And she was promoing the movie, posing in a skin-tight silver gown before the premiere of the film.
The lovely Blake Lively. She's
got a rockin' body. Want to know how she keeps that body? She said, I have a picture of Gisele Bündchen in a tiny bikini in my freezer. And it totally obscures the ice cream. It gets in the way of my ice cream. That is her technique.
She blocks the ice cream.
I think if you don't buy the ice cream and you have to go out and physically get ice cream when you want it, that's another way to do it.
Well, now I know my problem. I love ice cream, and I have a picture of Barney Frank in my freezer.
That's
apparently the issue. I just need to switch it.
See, both being goals. 6:28 on WMAL.
Save up to $799. On Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only, and only at the Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com. Realtor.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888. Fire sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
And coming up on WMAL, the security guard from the Mandalay Bay where that Vegas shooting took place. He disappeared, was nowhere to be found, and he surfaced on Ellen. And we saw that yesterday. We'll have that for you. And don't forget, we'll also have Byron York coming up at 7:05 here on WMAL. At 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspected gunman in yesterday's deadly shootings in Edgewood, Maryland, and in Delaware is now in custody. 37-year-old Radee Prince was arrested in Wilmington last evening. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy says the shooter's motive is still unclear, but he did specifically target his victims.
This person, the thing that we did know is that he knew every one of the people that he shot, and he had some type of relationship, and they knew him. So that's why I talked about this is more targeted rather than a random shooter.
Police say Prince walked into a granite countertop business in Edgewood yesterday and shot five people, killing three of them. A late-night crash in Potomac has left two people dead. Police say it happened on Democracy Boulevard west of Seven Locks. A portion of that road still closed this morning. A Montgomery County police officer is recovering from injuries suffered last night when a police cruiser was hit by another car in Silver Spring. The driver of that other car kept on going. The day circled on local governments' calendars across the country has finally arrived. It's deadline day to submit proposals for Amazon's HQ2. Jurisdictions across the Washington region are among those competing for the 50,000 high-paying jobs the new Amazon facility will bring. At the University of Florida, they're bracing for potentially violent protests.
White supremacist Richard Spencer is giving a speech at the school Thursday, but he says he doesn't want to rile racist attitudes.
My interest in speaking at the University of Florida, speaking all over the country, is to raise consciousness among whites, among black people.
The university is spending more than $500,000 on security for Spencer's speech. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,158, the Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, the Wizards start their new season with a win over Philadelphia. Baseball, the Yankees now have a 3-2 lead in the ALCS after beating the Astros. The Cubs beat the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we'll head around the Beltway, Virginia. A little bit of volume in Annandale. Topside normal backups from 95 and around 2 George Avenue. Crash ended up being on New Hampshire Avenue northbound right before you get up to the Beltway. So heading past Adelphi Road. Watch for some of the delays there and still some flashing lights. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound, and we're still focusing in the Laurel area up toward Route 32. Very slow. So if you need to catch a flight, you're going to reconsider northbound BW Parkway between 198 and 32 for crash cleanup. Southbound slows at the scene of the crash. Now, if you use 95 going northbound, that looks good, and I'm not seeing any backups. For southbound 95, though, still with the crash in the Elk Ridge area, or getting down toward Route 100, still watch for police there. Virginia, 95, Stafford, Aquia, Dale City toward Woodbridge. We have that normal delay. I know it's tedious, but that's what we have there. 395 should come off the Beltway through Landmark slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure hanging on eastern half of the nation. High and dry will stay that way through the rest of the week. New clouds around this morning and a few this afternoon. 74 degrees today. Tonight, 56, suburbs cooler. Sunny on Friday, 76. Beautiful weather. Get outside and enjoy it. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajikon, WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Leesburg, 41 in Greenbelt, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning to you. Coming up on WMAL at 7:05, it's Byron York. At 7:15, it's Bob Poduchik. He is the RNC co-chair. We'll discuss the Virginia governor race with him. At 8:05, Susan Ferriccio. And at 8:15, Jeff Dove. He is running for Jerry Connolly's seat. I'll have a discussion with him. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. So we're following this interview by Jesus Campos that appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' show yesterday. The interview was done now 2 days ago. It aired yesterday. Ellen saying this will be his only interview, which is very interesting. She mentioned that during the interview, and I'm not sure we got all the answers we were looking for here. We certainly didn't, including questions about the timeline were not answered. Fox News, in an article pointing out that she didn't ask discrete questions about why the timeline had changed, what exact time things happened. So all of those questions remain unanswered. But here's a little bit from Ellen's interview with Jesus Campos yesterday and also Stephen Schuck, who worked in the building at the Mandalay Bay.
Thank you both for being here. And first of all, how are you both doing?
I'm doing better each day. Slowly but surely, just healing physically and mentally.
That's Jesus.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine that you relive that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you doing, Stephen?
Definitely, it's definitely hard. As each day passes, though, we're working to get over this.
Okay. So, Jesus, you're the security officer, and you were called to check on a door that was, I guess when a door is left open for a certain amount of time, you're supposed to go check on it, right?
Yes, we got notifications, making sure that to secure them, or if they were already been secured, just making that that check on the doors.
Okay, so you were going up the fire escape to get there?
Via the stairwell. Mm-hmm. I was coming from the 31st up to the 32nd.
Right.
When I approached the door, it didn't open, and it was blocked off, so I had to reroute.
Is that a normal thing, that the door at the fire escape, or the stairwell would be blocked off?
No, they're always supposed to remain open. Right.
Okay, so she kind of got into the back and forth on the door, and I want to also play for you a little bit more from this Ellen interview and see what he gets into. The Las Vegas Review-Journal has a good breakdown of this, and I'll get to that too.
There was a metal bracket holding the door in place.
Right. So what we're talking about here, just so everybody is clear. Okay. So this is where the hotel room was, where the shooter was. This is the stairway, where, and this door here was blocked. And you didn't know that till you came up in the through the elevator and went through this door and saw that there was something blocking that door. And when you saw that, did you think, that's weird? Why would somebody put brackets on a door?
Yeah, that's just out of the ordinary.
That was the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walk out of this, and this just slammed?
Well, when I was in between that area, I was calling security dispatch to get transferred to engineering. They didn't know anything about it, so they dispatched an engineer to go verify what that was.
That's when you got called?
Yes.
That's okay. Stephen Shuck, the engineer.
At that time, I heard what I assumed it was drilling sounds.
What he heard was drilling sounds, but that's not drilling. That was shooting. So this is all sort of interesting. I'm going to quickly go through what the Las Vegas Review-Journal wrote down from this interview that they've learned. Jesus Campos is asked to check on a stairwell door at the end of the 100 wing of the 32nd floor. He's on the 31st floor and goes up to check on the door. You heard him just say that through the stairwell. He notices the door is locked. So he goes back down to the 31st. He takes the elevator to the 32nd. And that's when he walks down the hallway. He opens the hallway door to the stairwell, and then he sees that metal bracket. You just heard him explain that. He radios dispatch for an engineer. Stephen Shuck is then dispatched to the 32nd floor. While on the radio, Campos hears drilling but can't make out where it's coming from. As Campos exits the stairwell and heads towards the elevator again, the heavy hallway door to the stairwell he just left slams shut. Okay. Campos now suspects that that's the noise that caught the attention of Stephen Paddock inside Suite 135. Halfway down the hall, Campos hears rapid fire coming from somewhere and takes cover in a doorway. While taking cover, he discovers he's been shot in the leg. He calls dispatch to tell them of the shooting, but he does not mention his injury. Shuck comes down to the 32nd floor via the service elevator. As he rounds the corner of the 100 wing, he notices everything is quiet. As Shuck walks on, he hears what sounds like a jackhammer noise. Campos leans out from a doorway and yells, "Take cover, take cover." Shuck feels bullets passing behind his head and takes cover. A guest on the floor opens her door to see what the noise is, and Campos tells her, "Go back inside," and closes the door. At this time, more shots are fired down the hallway, and Campos stays on scene until police arrive.
Now, remember he said he heard, in the very beginning, he heard drilling.
That may have actually been drilling.
There were holes that were drilled next to the door in the wall.
That's right.
And they don't know what they were for. So I wonder if that's what he was still setting up when he clearly, Paddock didn't know that there would be an alarm set if the doors were tampered with, those fire escape doors.
Yeah, and by the way, you wondering, he dropped a bunch of interviews for this and he only did the Ellen show. Ellen awarded him yesterday on the show with season tickets to the Colts and also $25,000 donated in Campos's name to a charitable fund. So there's that as well. I'm sure they took good care of them, put them up. 6:43 here on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and believe it or not, Thanksgiving and the holidays will be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res, and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stop putting it off any longer. Now is the time. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking new again. And don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Stains and odors from the kids or pets will be gone forever. Allergens and mold will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland heading up to the Beltway in the northbound direction, trying to get through Adelphi. The crash, New Hampshire Avenue prior to the Beltway still blocks 2 lanes. So heading north past police direction. Now southbound, you come off the Beltway, and if coming out of Hillendale, you're okay. No rubbernecking delays, and you're good to go. For the Beltway itself, topside from College Park and around to George Avenue, typical stop and go. Trying to get down to the Beltway now on 95. We've had 2 separate incidents. The first one into Elkridge, southbound near Route 100 or prior to Route 100. And now new one is going to be southbound on I-95 before you get to 198. So heading south before you get to the exit for the ICC. Baltimore, Washington Parkway crash northbound north of 198 Laurel before Route 32. Still trying to clear that. All right, Virginia, trying to head into Leesburg on Route 7. Here's what's going on. The crash accident activity continues eastbound 7 before you get to Route 9 near Hamilton Station Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is, and that's a good thing. A few clouds of clear skies. We moved through this morning and this afternoon. 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 6:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Brighten up the holidays with flower arrangements from Potomac Petals and Plants. Treat yourself, family, or friends to a beautiful decorated fresh floral bouquet. Order now. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Okay, I want to play more for you from this Ellen interview of Jesus Campos and Stephen Schuck, the two employees at the Mandalay Bay. I want to correct something, too. I said that that Campos would get season tickets to the Colts. It's actually Stephen Schuck is being flown by the NFL and given VIP tickets to see a Colts game. Campos is being given season tickets to the Raiders' first season in Las Vegas. So that's those are the prizes. Those are the things that Ellen gave those gentlemen for doing the interview with her. There's a little bit more here. Here's Jesus Campos talking about the moment that he got shot.
As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire. And at first, I took cover. I felt a burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up, and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. And I was going to say that I was hit, but I got all over my cell phone just to clear that radio traffic for they can coordinate.
Yeah, so that's the moment he was hit. So he just got on the radio and tried to coordinate everything. Let's see here. And then he talks, the security guard in this case talks about what happened when he was walking through the hallway.
Once I got more than halfway is when I saw Jesus and I started to hear shooting.
Or make that.
And I thought, Stephen, at the time shot. I didn't know it was shooting. I thought it was a jackhammer. And, you know, as an engineer, I'm like, we're not working up here this late at night. We wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And it was, I believe, outside. It wasn't in the hallway yet. And that's when Jesus, he leaned out and he said, take cover, and yelled at me. And within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit.
So Jesus Campos saved Stephen Shuck's life, for sure. He got him to get down, and also he called on a woman who was trying to exit her door in the hallway, get back in that door, and she did. Wow. So more details coming out, but right now that seems like, for now, that's the last we're going to hear from Stephen Shuck and Jesus Campos, unless something changes.
Yeah, no questions about the changing timeline from Ellen. Right?
Not yet. I hope the cops can answer that soon. 6:50 on WMAL.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio with a good feet store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my good feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Stephanie Shelton at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. And futures are continuing to point to a lower open on Wall Street following European markets, which are down. And that's because Spain will remove Catalonia's autonomous status. Catalonia's leader missing today's deadline to withdraw his independence demand. Crude oil prices also slightly lower. Toyota and other Japanese car makers say vehicle hoods containing Kobe steel aluminum are safe. There are worries after Kobe falsified quality data. Swiss drug maker Novartis is shutting a generics manufacturing plant in Colorado. 440 jobs will be cut over the next 2 years. A pivotal vote in the Senate today on its budget resolution. It's considered a test vote on the GOP tax cut plan, which Republican leaders want to pass without Democratic support. Now watch Gilead shares when the market opens. The FDA approved its cancer therapy 6 weeks ahead of schedule. Only the second time the FDA has approved a gene therapy treatment for cancer. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 through Urbana and Hyattstown slowing, but we've had travel lanes open, so that's the good news. Then beyond into Germantown and Gaithersburg slow. New Hampshire Avenue northbound, heading past Adelphi Road and toward the Beltway. Watch for accident cleanup continuing. And now through White Oak on 29 southbound. It's going to be after New Hampshire Avenue near the Trader Joe's past Lockwood Drive. Report to the crash, and definitely seeing the slowdowns there. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still hung up going northbound because of the accident between 198 and Route 32. So if you're heading northbound, B-Dub, heading up toward the airport, you will need extra time. Using 95 in that stretch, a good option. Now for Route 32, boy, Maryland, you have been busy. 32 trying to get over to I-95 and leaving 95 slow with the crash. And Virginia, 95, 395, normal delays, heading through Aquia, Woodbridge, and now onto 395. And Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure hanging on eastern half of the nation. High and dry will stay that way through the rest of the week. A few clouds around this morning and a few this afternoon. 74 degrees today. Tonight, 56, suburbs cooler. Sunny on Friday, 76. Beautiful weather. Get outside and enjoy it. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 657. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
A survey was done of 18 to 24-year-olds in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, France, Germany, and Japan. And they found that this group of people, 18 to 34-year-olds, 73% of Americans, 74% in the UK, would rather text each other than actually speak to each other. 69% globally of 18 to 34-year-olds, they don't want to talk to anybody. They would just prefer that you keep it to texts, short, sweet, and a couple of emojis, and they'll understand what you're talking about.
I accommodate this for people who have that preferred form of communication. If they're like text people, I do that. but I'm so much more interested in talking to people on the phone still. I can't help myself. Maybe it's just, maybe that's why I'm doing this. Well, I'd rather talk to people on the phone.
There's been so many times where we're going back and forth texting somebody, right? And it takes longer. It actually takes longer. And my husband will say to me, gee, if there was only some way for you two to actually speak to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up the phone.
Well,
it's faster, it's quicker, you're done.
This is why I let typos go through on my texts. I figured if I'm going to text, it's supposed to be a rapid form of communication. I'm not going to spend all my time fixing it. I'm just going to let it go. By the way, where are you on voicemail? Do you leave voicemails?
I do, and one of the most annoying things ever is when someone calls me up and goes, yeah, I saw you called. I'm like, did you listen to the message? Oh, no, I just saw that you called.
No, I don't have time for voicemail.
And I said, then you know what you should do? You should put that on your message that says, I don't bother listening to your call, so either call me back or...
That's a good idea. I'm going to do that because
because if I leave a message and you do not take the time to... I'd have to take the time to leave the message. You can't take the time to listen to the message.
Nope.
Oh, hell no. I'm not telling you again.
Nope. I don't listen to the messages.
Then you should disable it on your phone.
Can you do that? I'm going
to
do that.
Or you should leave a message that says, I'm too busy to listen to your message. So
yes.
Don't. I'll save you time and be respectful.
Yeah, I'm gonna add the message. Mary says I'm a big dummy.
No, it's inconsiderate. Why don't you listen to the message?
I just call them back. Whatever they have to deal with, they probably have to talk to me about it. So I'll just call them back anyway. I'm saving time.
I had a neighbor who used to do this. And I said, so then she'd say, then what could have taken one phone call now takes two. So yeah. It actually takes longer. I thought this was interesting. 62% in the 18 to 34-year-old age group would rather forget their wallet at home than their phone. 70% say they sleep within an arm's length of their phone. 66% bring their device to the bathroom with them.
Count me among that group.
It's sad. The
crackberry.
Exactly. So sad. Vince, tell him what's coming up.
There's a lot coming up. What a question. Byron York joins us at 7:05 this morning. We'll talk about everything that's going on in the world, especially all these Russia investigations. I think he's got some answers here.
Russia, Russia, Russia. And Bob Poduchik, the RNC co-chair, will be joining us. Did you know there's a big governor's race coming up in Virginia? We'll talk to him about that.